time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Nick Tatton with Price City. I also have Chief Brandon Cecilia with the Price City Police Department. Gentlemen, thanks for taking out the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Dave, and thanks for accommodating us via telephone in these crazy COVID-19 times.
Anytime we can get you on the air, we're going to help you out. How's that sound?
Very good. Thank you for doing what you do.
Okay.
Informed.
Thank you, Dave.
Anytime. Now, Nick, let's start with you. You guys came out at the beginning of the week, and you've kind of closed the Price City offices, so to speak.
Correct. Price City, in the interest of safety of our employees and safety of the public, all of the city facilities are closed to the public. City services are still in operation. We've done a few small permits and things like that. We found alternate ways to help folks a little more electronically than we have in the past, and even been exchanging paper via the night drop slot and some things like that. But city services are still going on. You know, if a water line breaks, the water crew is going to be out there fixing it. Of course, we're observing the requirements of the health orders from the health district, practicing social distancing, and trying to set a good example.
And, you know, one of the things is that we had talked about, I talked with council member Jesperson about the utility bills. If people are having issues with utility bills and things like that, they can still call and talk to somebody, right?
Absolutely, yes, and please do. Beyond the benefits that people may have with unemployment insurance and some things like that, please do speak with our utility folks. The main city line is 637-5010, and after hours you can call 637-0890. And you know, if you're experiencing current difficulty because of coronavirus, everybody's a little more receptive to working out some arrangements with folks right now.
And that's one of the great things too. So you're still, as far as that goes, Price City is still open for business. It's just that the offices are closed right now at the time.
Correct. And we would encourage people to, we want to keep our employees and the community safe. We'd like to come out of this on the other end with everyone in the community healthy. So, you know, we want to help everyone out there stay healthy, you know, exchanging money, papers, meeting with people. Those are all things that are difficult right now. And a little bit of patience and work through things really help. And I really think we need to give a shout out to the entire community. It's going on nationwide, but our communities in this area always pull together, and we're proud of them. And it's been oversaid a million times in every TV channel. We're in it together, and we're doing our best to help everybody maintain services, utilities, police protection, fire protection, planning and zoning. You know, there's things like the library is closed, but they've had a few books outside people can take and read, and we're doing our best to help where we can. You know, the new health orders have closed playgrounds and parks and congregating there, and those are tough things for the residents in the city. But you know, I'm a true believer that little bit of extra pain now will get us to the back end quicker, and we can all have a great summer and have this in the rearview mirror.
All right, Nick, we're going to switch gears. I want to talk to bring on the phone Chief Brandon Cecilia. Chief Cecilia, how are we doing today?
Doing good, Dave.
How are things from a public safety standpoint right now as far as this all is concerned?
You know, I am pretty impressed with our public. We are handling it pretty casual. We're not one that's really in the panic from what we're seeing as far as calls for service goes, but we, too, are another department with Price City that have locked our doors to anybody from the public coming in. But we just need to remind everybody, every bit of law enforcement as far as Price City goes is still in effect. Just call public safety dispatch. And mainly I want my officers to be taking reports over the phone as much as possible. There may be instances when we need to collect statements or whatnot where we need to meet with a person, but we are strictly following the social distancing guidelines and everything we do.
So let's talk, what is the number for public safety dispatch if people need to get a hold of someone?
It's the same one that Nick just gave you. It's 637-0890.
Okay. and they will take care of you from there, kind of direct your call.
Yep, or else they can call the police department. My staff is still inside working. If they need to work anything out on the sex offender registry or for the victim's advocate information, just call our police department at 636-3190.
Okay, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about was you guys are offering, and you said that you've had a few people pick you up on it, as far as help for the elderly, maybe people that can't get out. What are some of the services that you're offering for those folks?
Well, we went a little bit further than we should have, and so I've kind of put a damper on that. A few of the people that's called in has mistaken it. We are strictly doing pickup only, so if they order their groceries online and pay for them online, we will pick up their groceries and deliver them. Again, we don't want to make personal contact as much as possible, so we will likely just be dropping them off at their doorstep and letting them know that everything's arrived. And mainly, there's the customers that have called in have requested that we do the grocery shopping for them. I personally have went out and done that once, and we just cannot do that. It turns into having to pick up prescriptions, and we just don't have that kind of manpower to be doing that. So it's strictly pick up only at the grocery stores.
Okay, so you're just doing if they will call and if they'll do their online shopping. If they can't get out, if they don't want to get out, give you guys a call at that same number, correct?
Correct.
And you guys will go and pick it up and delivery for them. And, yes, of course, keeping your social distance and all that good stuff. Well, Chief, is there anything else you wanted to let the people know or talk about?
No, I really do respect the patience that everybody's having, especially after the latest news. But everybody is secure, everybody is quarantined properly, and everybody is safe right now. Let's just keep it that way and follow the governor's suggestion and stay in your house as often as you can.
All right. That's Chief Brandon Cecilia with Price City. Also, Nick Tatton with Price City. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Stay healthy, stay safe.
You as well.
Stay safe, Dave.
We'll talk again later. Thanks so much. Now, for more information on this interview, check out CastleCountryRadio.com.